Leland Rooker is the senior editor at Sensi Magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today, though, we're taking a look back in history to 80 years ago when President Roosevelt signed the Marijuana Tax Act into law.
Yeah, very fascinating. On April 14th, 1937, the bill was introduced, and what it really did was imposed a prohibitive federal tax on any activities involving cultivation and possession. That's really what it didn't outlaw it, but it made it very expensive from a tax perspective. And there were only two hearings in Congress, both of them which featured the Bureau of Narcotics Director Harry Anslinger, who had nothing good to say about marijuana because he needed something to go after. And so the American Medical Association, they were against it, but members of the House and Senate overwhelmingly approved it. And then I thought back to 1970, that was 33 years later, and then President Richard Nixon was required to impanel a commission to study marijuana use from all aspects, medical, cultural, and legal, and come up with a recommendation. So Nixon dispatched a former governor, Raymond Schaefer, to come up with a document that showed how marijuana was undermining the country. Instead, Schaefer took it seriously, and he produced to date the only serious study of marijuana yet. From all those perspectives, it offered a history of marijuana use and regulation, and its conclusion was that marijuana should be decriminalized for adults for personal use. And I think it's worthy to mention exactly what the report said. The report said, "The criminal law is too harsh a tool to apply to personal possession, even in the effort to discourage use. It implies an overwhelming indictment of the behavior which we believe is not appropriate. The actual and potential harm of use of the drug is not great enough to justify intrusion by the criminal law into private behavior, a step which our society takes only with the greatest reluctance."
Richard Nixon obviously either didn't read the report or chose to ignore it, because that's when marijuana actually became even more criminalized. It became a Schedule I drug, which it remains today,
yeah,
federally.
Exactly. He buried the Schaefer Commission. You can look it up. Go to your favorite search engine and type in Schaefer Commission. You can read it. And it really said the only thing that's wrong with marijuana is that it's illegal. And yet they completely denied that. And here we are, all these years later, and we get the word that Jeff Sessions, the current attorney general, still talking about a federal crackdown on states like Colorado, where they have legalized cannabis. And I find odd parallels, because his own report, which he's had for the last at least month or so, the Task Force on Crime Reduction and Public Safety, and that's a group of prosecutors and federal law enforcement officials who were impaneled to do this, and they said, keep the current federal state policies in place. Now, this was not meant to be made public, so Sessions might not have ever had to say anything about it. Now he will, that it's been leaked. But he compares marijuana to heroin. He claims marijuana is responsible for an uptick in violent crimes. Those are unsubstantiated by any data whatsoever. And the report shows that shutting down the whole industry is not palatable. It's not even possible.
Well, to that end, it's a very different climate now than it was in 1970 when Richard Nixon chose to ignore Schaefer's recommendations, because there are so many states who've taken it upon themselves to decriminalize marijuana, either medicinally or recreationally. So it would seem that this would be quite different for Attorney General Sessions to make any further moves, given how many states and how many congresspeople represent those states where they've already moved ahead to decriminalize this.
That's very true. That's very true. And it's going to be very hard. But still, at this point, just a couple of days ago, I read something from Jeff Hunt of Colorado Christian University in Colorado Springs, who wrote in a U.S. Today article, warned of an apocalypse in the country if marijuana is legalized, saying Colorado has become a wasteland of drug addicts and that no money is going back into the schools as promised. Now, that's just a lie. We've talked about that in the last few weeks. Millions of dollars are going into school reconstruction. But this reefer madness, it just keeps on going.
Well, people can read about that and more at cincymag.com. Catch the hard copy at newsstands around the metro area. And you can hear Leland Rooker on Thursday mornings here on KGNU. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.